This past year, I made a visit to some friends just down the road at a hospital, and they invited me to come visit them since they had the friend of mine, she gave birth to a son. This was a very strange visit for me. Typically, my visits to the hospital are, I guess you could say, somber, and this visit was very calm, very peaceful, very joyful. I walked in, the parents lit up, they were smiling, and they told me about their newborn son. There were no issues. They were just happy. It was a very memorable experience, and it was a new beginning. Of course, for the child, but especially for the parents. Tomorrow, we celebrate the Feast of the Presentation, when Mary and Joseph presented Jesus to those in the temple. That was a new beginning as well. Not just because they were trying to consecrate Jesus, they couldn't have because he was God, but because they were presenting him to the world. He was presenting him to the world. Tomorrow, in the beginning of the Mass, the priest will say some prayers, and he will say something like this: outwardly fulfills the law, the presentation in itself. But in reality, Jesus was coming to meet his believing people. The presentation is a new beginning, in a way just like those parents that I met. It was a new beginning for them. Their whole life would change because of that day. For the better, of course. Remember another friend of mine, he had his third child. He showed up for a wedding for my cousin. And I looked at him, he came out of the car. And I've never seen someone more tired. He had a newborn child, about a month old. And I think he's only slept about 3 hours every night. So there is a joy even in that cross to help your child. And so it's a new beginning. The presentation in itself is not really a mystery. It's a revelation, presenting to the world this new child, this new king, presenting the king to the people. And he was presented to Simeon and Anna in the temple. This is the third group of witnesses of the Christ child. The first two were the shepherds and the three kings. And now we have Simeon and Anna. And they, in their praises of the Lord, really recognized the Lord and confessed him as God. It's an incredible moment, and it's a revelation. And as Simeon said, he's a revelation to all the nations on the earth. Jesus Christ is the light of the world, a new beginning for every human being that has ever existed. Not just those who pass, but every human being will come into existence, especially this little boy who was born about a year ago down the street. This new beginning is life-changing for all of us, precisely because God brings a light into the darkness. He brings peace to us. He brings us great hope that no matter what crosses we have, whatever burdens we bring, even tonight, Christ is always a light in the darkness, and that light can never be extinguished. We have a new beginning at baptism, and also continue new beginnings whether we fall away from the church or break our friendship with Christ through sin. We have many new beginnings, and it's because of this little child who was presented to the world. So today, pray for new parents and newborns, for their new beginning, this new life that has changed, and for all of us, because we can always have a new beginning because of the Savior of the world.